The Life and Times of Captain Cook by Grace Thompson. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. Cook's Early Years. James Cook came from the village of Marton in the northeast of England. His family weren't rich and they lived in a small house. When he was young, he worked on a farm and in a shop. But he loved the sea and wanted to work on a ship as soon as he could. Cook went to live in the town of Whitby, which is in Yorkshire, by the sea. When he was 18 years old, he started working on a ship carrying coal up the coast of the east of England. It was both dangerous and difficult to navigate a ship in this area, and he quickly learned a lot about life at sea. In 1755, he became an officer in the Navy. In the 1750s, England was at war with France. Both countries wanted to have more power and more colonies. In particular, both countries wanted control of Canada. And in 1756, the Seven Years' War began. Cook went to Canada with the Navy. During his time in Canada, Cook learned to make maps. He studied mathematics and he learned a lot about astronomy too. He became known as an excellent navigator, and he soon had an important position in the Navy. The First Pacific Voyage, 1768 to 1771. The 18th century was a time of exploration, discovery, and expansion. People wanted to know more about the world. The rulers of European countries were interested in finding out about new plants, animals, and food because they wanted to be the first to bring them back to the West. There was a greater interest in how people lived in other parts of the world. In 1768, King George III decided that he wanted James Cook to be the captain of a ship in the Navy. He asked Cook to go to the South Pacific and to observe the planet Venus passing in front of the sun. In those days, understanding the movement of the planets was very important for navigation. King George also asked Cook to find out if another continent, known as the Southern Continent or Terra Australis, really existed. In July 1768, Cook and 94 men left England in a ship called the Endeavour. Cook and his men arrived in Tahiti in April 1769 and started exploring the South Pacific. They sailed around New Zealand and discovered the South Island. Dutch explorers were the first Europeans to sail along the western coast of Australia in the 17th century. On his voyage, Cook explored the eastern coast. Thanks to Cook's navigation skills, there are some excellent maps of the coast of Australia from this voyage. Scientific discovery. Cook's Pacific voyages were very important for new discoveries in the field of botany, the study of plants, and other scientific discoveries. On the ships, there were scientists, called naturalists, who went on these journeys in the hope of finding new plants and animals. They were going there to draw and study the unusual animal and plant life they found in Australia and the South Pacific, and the other areas the ships visited. Some of these plants and animals could only be found in these areas. One of these naturalists, Joseph Banks, was a friend of Cook's. He became very famous for his discoveries on the Endeavour voyage. In Australia, the naturalists saw kangaroos for the first time. They were amazed and very interested in this new animal. Sydney Parkinson, an artist on the Endeavour voyage, drew some beautiful pictures of the plant and animal life they found. And so did William Ellis on Cook's third voyage. A lot of these drawings can be found in the Natural History Museum in London. William Hodges is also famous for the scenes he painted of the places they saw. The National Maritime Museum in London has many of Hodges' paintings.